is God?
Who is God?
Dad, Mom says I came from an ape.
What? Is God real?
When did creation begin?
Think about everything.
And if you still don't have the answer?
Let's talk about it.
Active FM, let's talk with Luando and your man Musa. He's back.
Yeah.
He's back.
Back and black.
Mm. Well, there are people who just want to know what happened.
I took a vacation.
For so long.
I went to New Orleans. And
no more from the south side.
No, I'm joking, but it was just but I'm back, that matters.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have COVID? Because I know you also you were sick.
Nah, it wasn't COVID.
Mm.
Yeah, I had COVID before, so it can't get COVID again, or can you?
No.
Yeah,
that's
so
what they say.
Yeah, then it wasn't COVID. That's just nauseous and all that. Yeah.
Interesting.
But I was in the south.
How were you when you had COVID? How did you feel?
Yo, I was trying my best not to freak out. When I got the message, the text telling me, the SMS telling me that your test positive. Came out positive. I was trying my best. So I look at it, I'm thinking, they're lying. You know, when you're trying to convince yourself that, nah, this is not true. So I was trying my best not to freak out because I know once I freak out, I get more sick. So I said, nah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I carried on. And then I told my boss, he told me, okay, take the day off. I'm thinking, what? Nah, I mustn't work, so it means I'll be thinking the whole day. So I said, nah, I finished a game of, like this other game, Grand Theft Auto. I finished it in a day. That's how, like, I didn't want to get my mind onto it. Man. But that night, it was terrible, eh?
Serious?
Yeah, all the nights were terrible. But during the day, it was fine. Just, like, the sore coughs and that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think I was one of the fortunate people. Eh?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's talk. That's our show. You get inspired here. You know, we talk about the Word of God, Jesus. And we have been looking at history. And just in some weeks, we have skipped some of the centuries, but we are back. So looking at the 8th century, you know, so we're going to be talking about things that are very, very, very important. At the same time, not, you know, forgetting to mention our topic, and it is, are you appreciated?
Yeah.
And I think most of us, that's just one thing that we battle with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The we have that question, or it's something that we long for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And somehow, to be honest, I can actually say it does matter. You know, it matters that you know that you are appreciated. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because then somehow you may feel or find yourself in point life where you're like, you know, what am I doing that's worthy? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you're someone that's appreciated, it just shows that you're someone of value. You know what I'm saying? And it was just one thing that I used to struggle with. And at the same time, it's just one thing. When you know that you're appreciated, I feel like in what you do,
mm-hmm.
You start to have this right attitude. You know what I'm saying? You remain positive. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
In whatever that you're doing. And that's a question that we have, you know, to say, are you appreciated?
Are you appreciated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wherever you are you appreciated? Mm. So, as I said, we're going to be looking at the 8th century. So this is very interesting. I hope this word.
Okay.
This word is just killing me. I've been practicing. So 702. So that was the beginning of the 8th century. So 702 AD, drawing from the Chinese and Confucianism.
Okay.
The Japanese have established their new law, where you have now the emperor, you know, being the supreme moral authority. And so the whole thing was that they didn't want to have like all your local laws and all that. Mm-hmm. So what they wanted was that they're going to have just one emperor and everyone will submit to the emperor. You see what I'm saying? And now what will happen is that that will give them peace. And it's different. Now you had your bureaucratics.
Yeah.
And they were also trusted. And those were people that were working, obviously, with the emperor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I just love how these people were organized, their administration, you know what I'm saying, who will minister to the people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's so much now difference between what the Roman emperors will be doing. Because what they wanted was that they didn't want one man to have this power over everyone. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because they felt like, you know, now he decides whatever that he wants. Do you understand what I'm saying? In fact, that's where our democracy comes from. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now this, the Japanese, they come back and they say, you know, this causes confusion.
Mm. Okay.
This causes disorder. It takes away peace. We can't maintain peace because there are many lords. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they wanted one man on top that, and everyone had to submit to him. You see what I'm saying? So it's just it's interesting because probably if we go deeper to it and we just delve into it and, you know, research more, I believe we can find some interesting things. And probably there's a reason why they were doing that. You know what I'm saying? So I did try to, you know, do some research on this Confucianism. Because I once came across, I think we were doing a PMT class. And we were learning about Confucius.
Okay.
So they're saying this is an ancient philosophy of respect and kindness. And I know it's actually from China. So many of us have heard the biblical phrase, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah.
The Chinese philosophy of Confucianism puts it this way. Do not do to others what you would have them do to you. Let me read that again. Do not do to others what you would have them not do to you. So it's actually the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same.
And then unlike Christianity, Confucianism is technical, not a religion, but it does share the Christian approach of loving others. In fact, that is the foundation of the philosophy. So it's all about, you know, kindness, appreciation and all that. And when was this, you know, established? So Confucianism was developed in China by Master Kong in 551 to 479 BC, who was given the name Confucius by Jesuit missionaries who were visiting there. And they also say, however, the fundamental principles of Confucianism began before his birth during the Zhou dynasty. I'm trying to speak Chinese. Yeah. So that's just, I think that's one of the, of the philosophy that's very interesting to study. And I know people now, like, you know, if there was already something like this, you know, why then would Jesus Christ matter so much? Because, do you understand what I'm saying? Some people probably can even feel threatened. But I have my own views. Solomon, I don't know any man except Jesus. You can tell me.
Okay.
Do you know any man that said so much wisdom like Solomon? Other than Jesus, later.
No. No, I haven't.
Because, I mean, he said some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
In fact, his views on family, I'm speaking about the Master Kong guy who was named Confucius. His views on family, the father, the son, and all that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And probably, have you ever... This sounds so out of...
Okay.
I don't see the whole LGBT community in China.
I also don't,
You know? I think we should look at that.
Yeah,
now so which should, means yeah. they might be still, you know, holding on to this Confucius view.
Yeah.
Do you understand? The views of Confucius, you see, about family and all that. So one of the things I learned about, it was 711, a Muslim army crosses the Strait of Gibraltar and begins a conquest. This guy is just a conquest of Spain. Jews welcome them as liberators. An Arab ship is plundered by pirates near the mouth of Indus River, and the Arab governor in Mesopotamia retaliates. So now look at these ships, you know, pirates and all that. That thing used to be there a long time ago.
That's even the names there. Sound like warrior names there.
So it's interesting. And then it says, sending an expedition said to include 6,000 horses and 6,000 camels to conquer the Rayas of Sindh. So that's just one thing that we, in fact, this is the period where we see many Muslim, you know, their armies, even though obviously there was division and all that, but they seem to be very, very conquering, because at this time they've actually taken Egypt already, and most of your countries that are in East Asia. You see what I'm saying? So they have, because that's where it all began. So it's very, very, very interesting. So one of the things that it says, a Shia kingdom is established in Morocco, independent of the caliph in Baghdad.
Yeah.
So you can see, but that's because you have your Sunni, and then you also have your Shia or Shia.
Yeah.
So these are different, you know, groups of Muslim people and their belief and all that, but they're all Muslims. You see what I'm saying? So, but you can see what's happening there. So that is what we learned, and we can see that the Muslims, and I believe this, because later we'll also be looking at how the Ottomans, they, you know, took over Rome, and how they also invaded Jerusalem, stuff like that. So it's going to be very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is a build-up.
Okay.
It's like these guys were hungry, man. You know?
Yeah.
They were hungry. You know, they were like lions. What's your view on that?
Yes, you know, it's, as I said before on like previous shows, that history is like there's a pattern to it. Yeah?
Nah.
The same thing always happens, but in a different way.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I see out of it. Yeah?
And one of the things I have noticed is that there are so many common beliefs and views.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's I think the most important thing that we need to look at, because that sort of like signifies where people come from. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are certain things that we find even in Africa, though there are different cultures and all that, you know, tribes with their own traditions, you know, rituals and stuff like that, but there somewhere in their philosophy, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There is something that is the exact same thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? The exact thing like the other in another philosophy of one tribe. You see what I... So there's that common ground.
There's that connection,
In fact, if you're in Africa and then now you go to China, and there are certain things about love, about respect. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
And so it just shows you that somehow these people, they have something that they share in common. Even though they differ in terms of the skin, even though they have different, you know, traditions and rituals, their beliefs. Do you understand what I'm saying? And their ways of economy, social, and politics.
Yeah.
But what you get to see is that they have something that they share in common. And for me, what it signifies is that somehow it looks like people, they come from one place, you know? And it's something that they've carried with them whenever they migrated. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something that they carried with them, and they have never lost that.
Mm.
Though, of course, many things, they just differ. You know what I'm saying? Many things, they just differ. You know what I'm saying? So in other places you go to Europe, we will be amazed. Because some of the times I've came across the whole thing about ancestors, like European, a certain group in Europe, they used to believe in that. Do you understand? There are just some of the rituals that they do, and you look at that and like, yo, I thought Africa was bad with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's very, very interesting. And delving back again to our topic, are you appreciated? You know, when people probably they look back at a person like Confucius, people maybe from China, they were like, you know, we appreciate that dude. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate that guy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the question is, will your family, you know what I'm saying, look at your life or your grandchildren and appreciate you? You see what I'm saying? And the question is, does what you do matter? Does what you do matter? So that's what we are looking at. And I'm going to be reading, and Musa will share, because it's like the scripture, it's his favorite thing that he likes reading.
Okay.
So look at this. This is Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. It says, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take the great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
So that is an IV. And I just want to check if I can open King James and hear what King James says about this verse, because it's very, very interesting.
Nah, it is.
You know that God in his love, God will do what? Will sing over you. So this is what King James says: the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Hey, that's
that goes straight to the point.
In the midst of thee, he's mighty.
Yeah.
You see what that means? In the midst of who you are, God is what?
Mighty.
He's mighty. That's good. He will save you. He will rejoice over thee with joy.
Yeah.
He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing.
Yeah. Now think about it. Yeah, actually thinking about the verse and what the history story you just gave us now, it's like it makes me think that people are always chasing for other people to sing upon them. They're always chasing. Okay, now we're talking about approval, no? I mean, if you appreciate it. So people are always chasing for other people's appreciation. But do we ever check if it's what God wants? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And God will always be singing to you. You know what I'm saying? He's always, his might is always going to be there for you. And if you're listening and you're like in the youth range, that's probably from 50 under. That's youth. 50 under, yeah. That's youth. And you're listening to the show. Well, why seek approval from other people if God is there for you, singing for you? You know what I'm saying? So why is it always about other people? And even in the Bible, it does say, honor your mom, your dad, honor your boss, anything at work. And okay, let me just make it a bit more generic. Do what you're doing as if you're doing it unto God. So why are you seeking other people's approval if you're doing what you're doing like you're doing it for God? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it gets me thinking a lot. It's actually challenging me because a lot of us tend to get to this phase where everything, when it starts, it's all about God now, when it starts. And then along the line, you're getting people telling you you're doing this wrong. They're correcting you, basically, not judging or anything. They're correcting you. Then you go this way that they tell you. Now it's no more about God anymore. Now it's more about impressing that person that, look, I can't do it right. Then God is like pushed out the window. And that happens like with the blink of an eye. And you don't even notice it until you're too far gone. You know what I'm saying? Then you're too far gone. You're like, yo, how did you land up here? Meanwhile, God is like, I mean, meanwhile, you're like walking away from God. And next thing, you're so confused of why is everything falling apart? But you're not going back to your first love, who will keep on singing for you. So the message I get there is the same as these the history people there. They always do something. And it's always a big movement. If you notice, it's always huge in history. What they do, it's always like a big thing, but it's not forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that makes me see, even if they sound so wise, they sound like the wisest people ever, even though Why is the movement failing? It's because the foundation is not God and they're seeking praises and all the approval, the appreciation from people and not from God. And to switch the story, you also need to appreciate who God is.
Mm.
Don't always seek for appreciation if you can't appreciate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's basically...
Yeah. That was very good, Musa. Because what matters, you know, it's not just that we sound good in our speech and all that, but it's also, you know, pouring out your heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's how I felt. You see what I'm saying? So, for me, I had this problem.
Okay.
I had this problem. I was just stuffed within me.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes probably you take things for granted, and I feel like it's also a lesson. You gotta be trained to appreciate. Do you understand? It's not just something that you get to know. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you find yourself in difficult situations all the time. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there's nothing to appreciate. Even now when something that's good happens, but you too fixed in your pain that you can't, you don't have that heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? To your heart is not free to appreciate that which you have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had that problem. You know what I'm saying? Being, you know, adopted, you know, coming from one place, being a share, coming from rural areas. You see what I'm, so stuff like that. And, specific with my own expectations based on my dreams, what happened was that things were not going the way I wanted, you know, cause I believe that that was the way, whatever that I was pursuing. So pursuing music and all that, I believe that was just one thing that will turn my situation around. Do you understand what I'm saying? But it really, it didn't happen, and I'm glad because God had a plan. God was behind everything, you know. So I remember just after being saved, coming to church and sitting at the back, and part of some of the team, I think it was the TV team or the photography team or videograph team. It was the videograph team. So they put this clip or a short movie or a film for camp.
Yeah.
So the most of the church members, they just came back from camp. So now the pastor was actually appreciating these guys for the work that they've done. And you know, I sat there and just a question just hit me to say, who has ever appreciated me in my life? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And somehow it was a true question because I don't remember anyone in my life saying, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I don't remember at that time. I don't remember anyone telling me, I appreciate you. You matter. You know what I'm saying? And that thing hit me and I just got saved. It was just after I got saved.
Yeah.
And I remember coming back from college the next day. It was a Monday, man. And I'm walking. I came out of the text. I'm walking. There I am. And I'm quiet, but this question in my heart, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's there. Who appreciates me? Think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I prayed about it. I just told God, whoever appreciates me. You know what I sometimes, this is very interesting.
Okay.
Some of us is that we have questions and our questions are not answered. Deep questions. Not that there's no answer, but the problem is that we're asking these questions at the wrong, in wrong places, if I can say that. Do you understand? You know when you ask a question in, maybe you ask your friend about this certain question, but you're not asking the teacher. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's the same thing. So you're asking questions, but you're asking them in a wrong place. Do you understand what I'm saying? So all along, and I remember it's just God who appreciates me, and I was quiet. I was saying this thing in my heart. And I remember my life that day changed. My life changed. And I remember the Lord just saying, I do. And man, tears, it was too much. It was something, you know, that meant I wanted to know. And I knew that from that day, I don't have to you know, do certain things to be accepted. Do you understand what I'm saying? Try to be famous so that people can praise me, because then that kind of a feeling can satisfy me, stuff like that. I knew that then everything is in Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, that, I won't lie to you, that thing changed me.
That's deep.
It was not because of something I did.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It was just a father appreciating his child, which is God, my father, appreciating me. You see what I'm saying? For who he made me to be. You see what I'm saying? So it's the same as that verse where it says, God will joy over you. Yeah. I just love that. The other version says, in his love, he will sing over you. You see what I'm saying? So that's the kind of love. And I won't lie to you. I want to be a kind of a father that will sing over my children. Each of them, make them a song. Because you don't normally see, don't see that in our society. Do you understand what I'm saying? But now when you start to understand the Father God, you know, you start to have a different picture of who this Father is.
Definitely.
You see what I'm saying? So, and I believe when you do such a thing, because to be honest, if God appreciates me, I appreciate him for the fact that he appreciates
just that's
alone. So, imagine someone, a father, there's a guy called KB, is a rapper.
Okay.
So he did a song, I think it's called Masterpiece, but it's like he wrote this song, I don't know if for his daughter or the women, but he just sang this song, telling them you enough, stuff like that. And I remember someone commenting and saying, imagine growing up and knowing that song was actually written over you for you. You see what I'm saying? So that's the thing to say. My children will appreciate me if I write song for them, because that's the kind of love that God has for us, and he wants that love to be extended to our children.
Yeah.
So we have come now to the conclusion. And just to make it easy, we're going to give an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because in Christ, everything is held together.
Yeah.
And the Father God, the creator of heavens and the earth, was pleased to dwell in Christ with his fullness. So if you want to know where God is in Christ. You see what? And it's not just in Christ, but he's in Christ with all his fullness in Christ, as the book of Colossians says that.
Yeah.
So it's very important that now you build a relationship with God, but only in Christ. It's only possible in Christ. You see, there's only one way to the Father, and that's Jesus. Yeah. It doesn't matter what we say. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this way has different ways of bringing us to God. That's why you find that Musa's story is different from mine. Do you understand what I'm saying? But it's all the work of one way, which is Jesus, to bring us to the Father. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So people can think, no, because you saved this way, but you saved by Jesus, that doesn't mean there are many ways. Do you understand what I'm saying? So sometimes we can confuse that. In fact, there's also one way to us for God, which is Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not just for us to God, but it's also for God to us. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So now we're giving you that opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now at this moment, and Musa will be praying with you.
Okay. So if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
And thank you for the message.
And thank you for the message.
I accept you in my life. And thank you, Jesus.
And I thank you, Jesus.
For all the beautiful stories.
For all the beautiful stories.
That are written in the Bible.
That are written in the Bible.
Because Jesus. That's the only history. That lasts forever. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. I appreciate you. And thank you for appreciating me. I give my life to you. Thank you for dying. And raising again on the cross for me. I praise you. I am a child of God. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Welcome to listening to. Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.